I think they're ready for some more music down here. So how was the intermission anyway? Was it good? Good. I didn't notice. I was busy working here. While y'all get settled down, we have a great second half of the concert lined up. I'd like to recognize a few celebrities in the house. I'd like Woody Simmons to raise his hand over there. This is one of West Virginia's finest fiddlers, a true gentleman. Good friend of mine. Woody, great to have you here. A lot of work goes into these concerts. As I mentioned, this is the 11th concert in the last 5 weeks. If any of you have ever been involved in concert production, you know that's a lot. That's a lot of work. I'd like to thank some of the people who've been involved back there making it sound so good in the house. That's Flawn Williams at the board. Flawn is at the genius level when it comes to sound reinforcement. And up here at the monitors, Wes Malik, making the musicians feel like they're coming across. Bill Dudley is actually handling the recording, and Gordon Blackley, Garland Roberts, and Clay Carter have been up here making sure the stage is set up. Let's give them a big round of applause. They've been working hard all summer. Tom Hoffman as well is not on crew, and Bob Smokula. Larry Smith on the lights. Give me a blink there, Larry. Concert manager has been Laura Lewis. Laura, will you poke your head out here? Oh, come on. Come on. She doesn't want to. Anyway, there's a beautiful woman who brought my guitar out a few minutes ago, and Joan Green has been her assistant. House manager, making sure you all get your seats and your tickets get collected, has been Kayla St. Louis and her crowd of volunteer ushers. Thanks to them. And backstage hospitality has been courtesy of Carol Freeman. So thank you all for your work. There's a lot of work yet to go here this weekend. I know a lot of you have volunteered to help at the festival, and we really appreciate it. And you will get your purple t-shirts, we promise. And if you're at the festival tomorrow, actually anybody with a purple Augusta Festival t-shirt is a festival volunteer, and they should be able to answer questions or direct you to where you need to go. Some of the festival volunteers, if you're here in the house and you've not checked your assignments, they're listed downstairs in the Augusta office. The festival coordinator asked me to make sure that as soon as the concert's over, you go downstairs, because some of you are scheduled to be out there at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So you'll want to check your assignments. So anyway, I think we're ready to go here. You ready for some more music now? All right, everybody settle down. People often associate Augusta with Appalachian music. As you can see from tonight's concert, it is Appalachian music and much, much more. But 24 years ago when Augusta started, it was devoted to the music of Appalachia. And so an Augusta Festival concert wouldn't be complete without a good old-time fiddler. And we've got one of the best coming up now from Denton, Kentucky. Let's make him welcome. This is J.P. Fraley.
We've been having a great time here this week, too, and JP's been with us for a couple of days, visiting a couple of classes. Been having a great time. Really think that this Augusta Festival and the workshops are a wonderful thing that should keep going and keep going and keep going. Thank you. was a tune called Maysville, and coincidentally, JP has a tape and CD called Maysville. Outside in the store. He and his wife Anna Dean Fraley, who passed away this year, were fortunate enough to get to record another couple of tapes last year, and the other one that they have for sale out there is called Another Side of the Fraleys. And it's mostly Anna Dean singing wonderful ballads with JP accompanying her. And on one cut, their daughters are singing along. It's a wonderful, wonderful album. And so is Maysville. This is what, Dusty Miller?
Dusty Miller.
Dusty Miller's the next tune here.
Tell him to tell, he tells me to tell.
That last one was JP learned an awful lot of his tunes and his first Bowen, you know, fiddling style from his father, and that was one of his daddy's tunes, Dusty Miller. There are a lot of versions of that out, and I just love what he does with that one. This next one I'm gonna make him tell you about because he knows the story better than I do.
You mean the next tune?
The next tune.
Okay. I was working at a mine down in Criciúma, Brazil, and I heard this tune, and I play strictly by letter. I just let her go. I don't read music. Anyway, I called this thing the Brazilian's Wildwood Flower. Everybody was playing it, but I named it finally a salute to Criciúma. Thank you. Betty had to give me a fiddle lesson right there quick.
Just to pay him back.
Yeah, we're going to do a waltz, one called, I call it The Shades of the Yellow Rose. There's one called The Yellow Rose Waltz, and I didn't like the bridge in it, so I changed it and call it Shades of the Yellow Rose. Thank you.
Brock, and Billy Cornett. But if you like good fiddling, Augusta's next event is the October Old Time Week and Fiddlers Reunion. You'll see some of these flyers out in the lobby. The Old Time Week is similar to the Old Time Week we've just concluded, with instruction in fiddle, banjo, guitar, mandolin, and singing this fall. And it concludes with a really great festival. If you've never been here for it, there's nothing like it. It's the Fiddlers Reunion. We bring in dozens and dozens of fiddlers from throughout West Virginia, and they perform just a little presentations there in the lobby, and it's just a great time. It's mostly free to the public during the day, so pick up one of these brochures if you are interested in the Fiddler's Reunion. Actually, there's a lot of reunions. Some of you might be aware that this has been declared by our Governor Gaston Caperton as the Homecoming 96, people coming back to West Virginia. And I'd like to welcome a perennial Augusta MC to the microphone here. This is Martha Tyner coming out here. Martha is one of the great MCs of all time for Augusta. She's worked in a number of capacities, and she's done some real number crunching here. She's got some hard-hitting research for you.
Actually, what happened is that when I was first invited to MC a concert at Augusta, I was working in the office full-time year-round and sort of described my job as basically knowing everything that was going on at Augusta, which at this point I don't think is possible for any one person to do that, and there's an incredible crew making it happen nowadays. At any rate, so I opened the floor to questions, became my thing to do while this stuff was going on, and would, you know, let people know what was going on. And if I had some really good information, I was not above making up my own questions just to, you know, have a good excuse to use it. And therefore, we learned such interesting facts as that the walking distance from the chapel to the dance pavilion is 232 yards. The driving distance is 1.38 miles. A lot of you are probably familiar. You know the Iron Horse that's sort of everyone's major landmark for turning into our campus. That, of course, is the statue of Henry Davis. What you may not know and need to know is that his horse is named Kentucky. We always thought it might be interesting for folks to know that this week there were, I've got it here somewhere, here's where we start with the numbers, 529 of you students who were here this week. It's a pretty incredible number. The whole summer through the last 5 weeks, it was 1,996. So we're getting pretty close there. We're not counting the instructors and staff there. I didn't even try to do that. Well, what we discovered a few years ago, at that time, a woman named Susan Bunner was our registrar, kept track of the data, and she realized the computer would handle numbers like numbers no matter what you did. And we were therefore able to calculate the average zip code of the participants at the Augusta Festival. And what I have learned for this week, and this is amazing. I mean, I like this. Old Time Week. Okay, there were 19 classes of Old Time Week participants, 209 students. The average zip code is 36196, which is Montgomery, Alabama. For Vocal Week, 158 students, which I didn't learn. I meant to try to find out because I'm a little out of the loop. I'm slipping farther out of the loop every year. I was just here this week. That's a huge Vocal Week. I'm not sure if we've ever had that kind of a number before. It's great. Anyway, Vocal Week, your average zip code is 29855, which is somewhere between Williston and Windsor, South Carolina. But here's what astounded me. Now, actually, I did those. I sort of took the class list and used the adding machine, so you can go home and check my math. But we called up the computer center and asked them for the total zip code, and what came back was 50318, which is Des Moines, Iowa. So I guess all the auto harp players, hammer dulcimer players, and craftspeople live west of the Mississippi. It's the only thing I can figure out. So at any rate, that's what I've learned so far. If there's any other information I can provide as the evening goes on, please be sure and let me know. And I think John has a few more things to tell you before we're ready to get on with the next.
Martha Tyner with more news you can use or not. As I mentioned earlier, we have some very important artists here this evening who've literally changed the music we listen to. This next artist wrote what at one time, I believe it could possibly still be the most recorded and performed song in the English language. In 1965, John Hartford went to see a movie called Dr. Zhivago, went home that night and wrote a song called Gentle on My Mind. And next year, it was a Grammy Award-winning song and has since then been recorded in many, many foreign languages and has bought him a nice bus that he has outside and afforded him the opportunity to travel around and perform and research fiddle music. He's done some great research into the music and history of the great West Virginia fiddler Ed Haley. He's also participated. You'll recognize his voice as one of the narrators for the Civil War series on the, who's the fellow, Burns? Dan Burns. John Hartford was one of the narrators. You'll recognize his beautiful speaking voice. He's also a great musician and a songwriter. He's a person who has a foot in contemporary music with his own songwriting and in traditional music with his fiddle and banjo playing. Let's make him welcome. This is John Hartford.
Thank you, John Lilly, and we're tickled to death to be here. And we're tickled to death that you're here. We're tickled to death to be part of a great thing like the Augusta Festival here. We're tickled to death to have Mike Compton over here on the mandolin. I wish you'd give him a big hand. Tickled to death to have Jerry Bakuri over here on the bass fiddle. Let's give him a big hand if you will. Especially tickled to death to have such a large crowd. We think that's wonderful. Give yourself a hand. Yeah. In fact, while we're at it, let's just have a great big hand for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Anyway, we're tickled to death to be here. We just got back from Japan about 6 years ago. Over in Japan, you get up on the stage, you say, I'm tickled to death to be here. They translate that into Japanese. It comes out, he scratches himself until he dies. Thank you.
I've learned to hide my grief within my heart and to conceal the pain that hurts me so. 'Cause every time somebody calls your name, I cry for you, but still my tears don't show. For my heart is big enough to hold a million tears, along with all the memories I'll treasure through the years. Sweet memories that makes the teardrops flow. Although I cry for you, my tears don't show. I've learned to hide my grief within my heart and to conceal the pain that hurts me so. 'Cause every time somebody calls your name, I cry for you, but still my tears don't show. For my heart is big enough to hold a million tears, along with all the memories I'll treasure through the years. Sweet memories that makes the teardrops flow. Although I cry for you, my tears don't show. Sweet memories that makes the teardrops flow. Although I cry for you, my tears don't show. About 25 years ago, a young lady came up to me and looked me straight in the eye, and she said, "I wish you'd sing something I know so I can tell if you're any good or not." Haha, I based my whole act on that.
Huh?
Oh, Lord, it's a terrible song. Do this one first. This is not a five-string banjo. In spite of all that you may have been led to believe, this is a 4 2/3 string banjo. Sun's low down the sky, Lorena. The frost gleams where the flowers have been. But the heart beats on as warmly now as when the summer days were nigh. Oh, the sun can never dip so low. To be down in affection's cloudless sky. Had passed, Lorena, since last I held that hand in mine and felt the pulse beat fast, Lorena, though mine beat faster far than thine. 100 months 'twas flowery May when up that hilly slope we climbed to watch the dying of the day and hear the distant church bells chime. Prospered well, but then 'tis part the years roll on. I'll not call up their shadowy form. I'll say to them, lost years, sleep on, sleep on, or heed life's pelting storm.
Remember, dear, the night we parted, a big mistake that caused it all. If you return, sunshine would follow. To stay away would be my fault. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times best. I mistreated you, Lord God, I'm sorry. Come back to me is my request. Mm-hmm.
The days are dark, my little darling. Oh, how I long for your embrace. When I looked up, the sun was shining. When I looked up, I saw your face. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? How many times I mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me is my to me.
Mr. Jerry McCurry. Ed Haley tune here called Three Forks of Sandy. Now clap me some rhythm just as fast as you can. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Compton on the mandolin, Mr. Jerry McCurry on the bass fiddle, the old bald spot on top of the head, thank you.
John Hartford, Jerry McCoury, and Mike Compton. Great music. Well, we're winding down here. The festival tomorrow actually has activities all day at the park, and I've been mentioning them on and off all evening. One thing I've not mentioned that I was requested to sort of draw your attention to is the Songwriter Showcase. If any of you are songwriters or you like to hear original music, tomorrow night beginning at 9 p.m. in what we call the Jennings Randolph Hall. If you're an old-timer, it's the old library, and if you're a real old-timer, it's the old swimming pool. But the Jennings Randolph Hall is, and the doors, I guess, will open at 8:30, and it'll feature a good 45-minute performance by Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson. Some of you might have caught their performance, I guess it was Tuesday evening. Kate Long, Paul Epstein, and a couple others, so I hope you plan to catch that. Also, dancing down here at the Pavilion with the Ilmo Boys and the Rhythm Rats, a blues jam down at the Ice House. That should be hot tomorrow night. So a lot of activities tomorrow evening as well. I'd like to publicly thank our festival coordinator, a woman's been working hard for the last several weeks, Vicki Moss. Is Vicki embarrassed? There she is, embarrassing her pretty good there. And she'll earn her money tomorrow when the festival goes on. It's a lot of work putting it all together. I would like to make some other thank yous here. It's been a good summer. Augusta has gotten a lot of good publicity. My job is to work with the publicity, and I just, from my standpoint and from all of Augusta, would like to thank a number of people. The Elkins Intermountain has really done great for us. Frank Robinson, the editor, has featured a lot of information about Augusta. Let's give them a big round of applause.